Hi, I'm Utsav, a behavior researcher by training and a slow traveler by passion. Postcards from Nowhere is a travel podcast where I condense a decade of travel experiences and explore not just the where, but also the why and how to travel. My stories emerged from slow traveling the less explored parts of the world. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Armenia, Uzbekistan, and even China. At the end of each story, I give practical tips and new ideas about how to travel better. This week, I want to tell you about the dark truth regarding Indian food. One we all know, but we choose to ignore. And maybe it's time to sit down and have a conversation with your mother. छोटे छोटे शहरों से खाली भोर दोपहरों से हम तो झोला उठा के चले. This song from the film Bunty and Bubbly beautifully captures the slowness of afternoons in small town India. I grew up in Anand, a sleepy town in Gujarat. We lived in government housing since my father was a professor at the university. Unlike the gated communities of metros though, hawkers and door-to-door salesmen were a part of everyday life. And every few weeks, without fail, there would come a woman who would exchange vessels for old clothes. My mother would specifically keep aside old clothes for this purpose. This interaction had no rules, and the barter seemed completely arbitrary. Honestly, I never questioned this practice until very recently. Why would we exchange old clothes for vessels when we could very well go to the market and buy new ones? Well, because the 80s and the early 90s were a different time altogether. Then the entire burden of housework was borne by the women. And copper was the albatross around their neck. Along with iron, it had been our primary medium to cook for centuries. A fantastic conductor of heat, but bulky to use and very difficult to clean. Any Indian kitchen then used to have a piece of brick or coconut husk to give a shine to copper vessels. In the absence of household help, the women of the house spent hours scrubbing copper vessels, eating a lot into their leisure time. But as women started to work and had a little more say in their household matters, copper started to take a backseat. The rise of stainless steel was a direct result of this. It was cheap, easy to clean, and gave a lustrous shine. In fact, it was marketed as stainless because copper vessels were prone to staining. It was a poor conductor of heat though, unsuited for cooking. But that mattered less, because we had by then moved from cow dung and charcoal to kerosene and cooking gas. These new fuels ensured that heat efficiency was not a problem. In the 80s and 90s, hence, women adopted stainless steel with a vigor. Not just cooking, but stainless steel came to dominate our serving and eating vessels too. It started with door-to-door selling, and they first started out with copper bottoms, which slowly gave away to 100% stainless steel. The enterprising Indian woman made sure she didn't have to spend an extra paisa out of a tight monthly budget. And hence, old clothes became the currency of change, on the back of which women carved out that tiny bit of comfort for themselves, which patriarchy did not wish for them. We all love our food, and India is home to probably the most diverse and complex cuisines in the world. But our entire culinary traditions have been built on the unpaid and underappreciated labor of women. So why don't you use this episode as an excuse to talk to your mother about the labor she did to bring you up? We need to understand that food isn't merely gastronomical. It's intensely political. Every aspect of caste, class, gender, race, and imperialism has deeply imprinted itself into our food practices. In the coming episodes, I will take you through the varied influences that have shaped Indian food today. So come, join me on this culinary journey, one dish at a time. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I am Utsav Memoria on Twitter and YVTravel42 on Instagram.